Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. During the Second World War, most able-bodied young men were drafted to serve in the armed forces. Those who were not drafted usually filled some essential civilian role in industry or had dependents for whom no other source of income was available. That left a void in the labor force across the nation. In many parts of the country, women stepped in to fill essential factory jobs, but in agriculture, there were very few options. In 1942, the federal government initiated the Bracero program to bring guest workers from Latin America into the U.S., but most of those farm workers went to work in California's Central Valley or in the lower Midwest. There was still a shortage of agricultural labor in much of the nation, so in 1943, the federal government started a second guest worker program, this time importing agricultural labor from the Caribbean islands of Jamaica, the Bahamas, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, Dominica, and Barbados. This was known as the British West Indies Program. By 1944, the labor shortage in the North Woods had become acute enough that in August of that year, Oneida County agent Harvey Becker sent a request to the federal government for 106 Jamaican workers to assist local farmers in harvesting the potato and bean crops. The agreement was common for a guest worker program at that time. The Jamaican laborers earned roughly $30 per week in return for 6 weeks of labor, of which 75% of the work was guaranteed. They had to bring their own beds, bedding, and cooking utensils. The farm owners supplied the food, but charged the Jamaican workers $1.40 per day for board, or about $9.80 per week. Each guest worker was required to voluntarily donate $1 per day to a savings fund that was sent back to Barbados or Jamaica, the two islands where the Northwoods guest workers originated. This left a little less than $15 per week to spend as they wished. A former Civilian Conservation Corps camp at the Hugo Sauer Federal Nursery on Highway 8 West was converted into temporary housing for the workers. In late August, about 25 Barbadians were sent to Antigo to assist in harvesting the Langlade County potato crop, and in early September, about 90 guest workers from Jamaica and Barbados arrived in Oneida County. Those in Antigo went to work on area farms, with a few in the Antigo Canning Company, while those in Oneida County were sent to work on 14 farms in Starks, Hazelhurst, Harshaw, and a few outlying farms around Rhinelander. The men worked hard for their pay. They were scrupulously honest and gave no one any cause for alarm. Plus, in their free time, they spent much of their extra earnings in local Rhinelander businesses, which made everyone happy. After the crops were harvested, the guest workers moved on to other areas and never returned. The following year, the potato crop was harvested by German POWs housed at Camp Rhinelander. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.